What type of plane is this? This is plane.
Okay, hi darlings. Welcome to the first episode of Lunch with Lai Day of the year, before the year 2022. This year has been a year. It's not even a complete year yet, but it's been a very interesting year. I've been up to a lot of different things this year, and I think, well, one of them is not doing anything. It doesn't make any sense, because it's like, okay, yeah, you say you're up to something, but like at the same time, that something is nothing. And it's just like, well, I don't know, man. I haven't done anything this year. I haven't written a story. I have finished reading books. Okay, so I will give myself credit for that, for like reading books or like listening to audiobooks. But I haven't written anything, never recorded an episode, never even really thought about like being creative or like exerting myself like in a creative manner. And there's a lot of things that have contributed to that. Number one being the whims and thrills and woes of adulting, which honestly, like, I figure out, or like I unpack and I learn about and unlearn and like, I don't know, go through or get through or grow through every single day. So I remember a couple weeks ago I tweeted about how like every time I walk past like my microphone, it's just me looking up, like it looks at me and like it's like, girl, like first of all, you not serious. You need to pick this mic up and you need to record an episode. And I think it's very interesting thinking about like myself, like who I am right now and who I was in 2020 when I like started this podcast off. I think they were very different people, and I think that's why I have a very like, I would say, like, is it, dare I say, well, I would say like nonchalant like attitude towards it, because adulting really has shown me, I don't know what it's shown me, Sha. That doesn't mean I haven't had a fun summer. It doesn't mean I haven't had a fun summer. It doesn't mean I haven't had a fun year. I feel like, okay, one of the reasons why I think that I haven't like done anything this year or like felt the need to like exert myself was because at the end of last year, I was very exhausted, and I told myself that going into this year, which would be 2022, that I wasn't setting any goals for anything, but I just wanted to have a soft year, and I just wanted to be able to spend time with myself and the people that I care about and essentially have fun and, you know, just live in the moment, live in the present, I guess. And that has actually been going pretty well. But then I feel like coming from past years and being somebody who's used to like, you know, setting goals and always trying to like achieve those goals. And especially from like last year, where like I obviously wasn't like consistent with like episodes, but I also like with my writing, for example, like my writing was really, really good last year. It can definitely be better, but it was pretty good last year. And I was very proud of myself with the kind of stuff that I wrote. And so going from like, oh my God, I'm writing this story, or I'm developing this idea, or oh my God, I need to think about this idea for like my podcast episode, or oh my God, I need to talk to this person so we can do like an episode together. Like this year, I was just like, all right, okay. We're just chilling. And it's pretty chill. It's been pretty chill. But again, like I was saying, like it can be very like exhausting when you're intentionally trying to not do work, when you're coming from either like a culture or like a long period of time in your life where all you've done was work, or all you've done was like either like work towards a particular thing or just essentially try to make sure that you stayed busy. So like it would not be surprising for anybody to ask me any like, oh, like what are you doing, do you have any plans for the weekend or anything like that. I'm just not doing anything. Like I don't even try to make it seem like I'm busy. I'm just not doing anything. And that's exactly like I literally tell people that, like straight up, like, oh, you know, like what are you doing this weekend? Nothing, I'm just going to sleep. Like I feel like that's definitely something that I've started enjoying doing. It's just like I'm not doing anything, and I'm okay with not doing anything. But we will start to unpack that and the whole idea of how like society and the world will make you feel like you are like either like unambitious or like you're lazy or like, you know, you don't have drive when you choose to just sit back and relax and kind of just take the days as they come. Well, That was a pretty long intro, but thank you very much for tuning in. I'm not back. I'm not going to tell myself that, like, oh, you know, this means I'm going to be start recording, like, consistent episodes. But I feel like my quote-unquote, because I don't really know, for lack of a better word, my aesthetic right now, is very different. And I'm not going to, I guess my vibe, sorry, vibe is the word, actually. I'm in a very, very different vibe, very, very different headspace. And so I'm not going to, like, well, one, make false promises. And I think I'm just going to enjoy being able to, like, show up for the podcast whenever I can, and just cherish the whole, like, process. So yeah, let's just get right into it. I feel like I can't even find, like, the whole, like, little intro file. If I can find it, I'll definitely play it and add it in. But yeah, so as I said earlier, that my entire goal for this year was to essentially have a soft life. One thing that has been pretty, like, nice about it is that there are people in my life who, because I have made it very clear that my entire goal is to have a soft life, there are people in my life who are committed to helping me achieve that goal. And I really, really, really appreciate that. And I was just thinking about how one thing that I've done this year, that I think that has been pretty transformative, is kind of do a lot of, like, reflection. So, like, self-awareness is a very, very important thing. And I feel like it's normal. I tweeted about this, like, a couple weeks or probably a couple months ago, actually, where I was talking about how I've kind of learned a lot about myself in this last year. And part of that was being, was out of having to process, like, rejections, for example. And I think that one thing that kind of, like, really stuck out to me is the fact that as people, when certain things happen to us, we feel like, okay, we can, especially, like, I guess, like, as Nigerians, right? We feel like we can, all we have to feel is either, like, the anger, either the sadness, or, like, the happiness. And that's it. There's not really a lot of nuance in how we process emotions, good or bad. There's not a lot, like, we don't really give room for that, like, for nuance to exist. It's either you're sharply this or sharply that. And it kind of translates into how we process, say, grief for either things that could have been or things that once, like, were. And this can be also be related to, like, people too. And so we, when something happens, for example, and it's something that's either saddening or something that's thrilling, we just, like, feel one emotion and then we, like, move past it and it's like, yeah, this is okay. And then it'll be a couple years later, maybe, like, you know, with a little bit more self-awareness or clarity about, like, oneself. And then you start to think about how, you know, that one thing that you just attributed one emotion to and you didn't allow, like, nuances to really, like, fill in all the, like, nooks and crannies of it. And then you start to kind of see how the lack of nuance in that, in how you experience that thing or how you process that thing, essentially informed, like, character changes in yourself that you, because you weren't, like, willing to see, I guess, quote unquote, again, like, the nuances. Because you weren't willing to see the nuances, you were blinded to that and you didn't see how it changed your character as a person. And so then it could be a couple years later, it could be a couple months later, but maybe even a couple weeks later. And then you have someone tell you something and it's like, oh, I didn't realize that this is where this is from. And then when you start to, like, backtrack your thoughts, you then realize how, oh, this one thing happening and either me not processing this properly or me not processing this with the right people, caused me to change my behavior and I didn't even notice that. And sometimes your behavior could be like it could be like in how do I say this? So like if you're changing your behavior, like you yourself, you can personally, like, sometimes you can actually start to, like, feel like, oh, you know, like, I feel like I'm a bit of a different person here. Like, I don't really understand what's going on, but, like, I'm gonna be okay with it because, you know, I'm gonna stick through it, or I'm gonna just grow through it, you know? and then when someone points it out, you're just like, oh, like this actually really was a problem. And I thought it was, like, I kind of felt like it was, but I guess I didn't really know how to process it. So I think the one thing that's kind of really stuck out to me is being able to, like, process our emotions, really fully fledge them out. And when you have, like, especially, like, when you have, like, a problem with somebody or a problem with something, really, really try your best to, like, fledge the whole thing out. Really, like, dust it, like, you know, when you're, like, taking, like, clothes, and I feel like, I don't know, like, anybody could do that, but you're, like, dusting your clothes, right? Just, like, you know, really, really, like, dust everything out, every last bit of, like, lint, and it needs to go. And so that's kind of something that I've learned a lot this year, is, like, being able to really, like, fledge out stuff, and also understand that, like, people aren't, like, reacting to things, like, as a person, like, you shouldn't feel wrong for reacting to something in a particular way, in the sense that, like, you shouldn't think that because somebody maybe that you saw on social media was reacting to something in a particular way, you have to mirror that their exact reaction, and for your reaction to be valid. I don't think that makes any sense, but like, you don't have to. I feel like it's something that we do very easily, and something that I'm going to end up, like, translating into, like, getting lost in the sauce, where we imagine, like, being like, okay. Imagine being like goatsmiths. I mean, like, proper ogunfe that they've smoked, like, you are really, really hot cake, right? And you're inside, like, a pot of stew, and not pot of stew like trouble, but like pot of stew like pepper, tatashe, like tomato, that kind of vibe, you get. And onions, obviously. And so you're goat meat, right? You're a good, chunky, beautiful piece of goat meat. And you're inside pepper. Maybe they not add a bit of chicken. I just play, but no. So, like, you're inside, yeah, goat meat, you're inside stew. And instead of you to recognize that you are, like, a cesspool of protein and muscles and just, like, you know, who you are, you think because you're inside stew, you have to start acting like onions. And it's like, honey, first of all, you're going to need to unpack that. So, like, understanding that you, like, who you are is, like, enough to inform how you react to certain things. Unless you're, like, you know, I feel like... If you know, you know. But, like, if you, like, being true to yourself is also in acknowledging that you yourself are enough in terms of your in terms of how you inform your reaction to certain things. And unless, like, you're seeking clarity, and that if you don't know, you're able to seek out information so that way you know it, then yeah. But yeah, that's kind of something that I kind of thought about. Don't get lost in the sauce. Like, remember who you are, and remember that when certain things happen to you, it doesn't mean that anything that you've, like, achieved, it doesn't render it irrelevant. It doesn't make it, like, it doesn't mean that everything you've done was for nothing, you know? Like, everything you've done. Like, the past has come and it has gone. But don't feel like, okay, because you don't get one thing, or because something that you thought you were going to get, you didn't get it, and that means that everything you've done in the past was for nothing. Absolutely not. I feel like everything you've done in the past has set you up to be the person that you are. And everything that you've done in the past, including in how you react to, you know, say rejections, for example, is setting you up for how you'll be, like, in the future, that kind of thing. So yeah, I think expanding, like, our, like, emotional palette, and being able to really understand that, like, we ourselves are enough as people when it comes to informing our reactions to certain things. And I think, again, like, the whole idea of, like, getting lost in the sauce, I think that, like, with this year, like, you know, and, like, being able to say I'm, like, taking a step back from everything, one thing that I've kind of, like, seen is how easy it is for us as, like, people to kind of get, like, essentially really lost in the sauce. Like, we're, like, Goodsmith starts acting like is Pepe, and I'm just like, girl, stand up. So, like, one thing is, like, the idea that everybody, there's like, you know how, like, I was talking about stew. I think a good example for this is Eforiro. I don't even know why I'm talking about food at this time of the day, but the whole point of this show is supposed to be lunches. So with Eforiro, for example, which is a Yoruba dish, you have like, think about like Efoyelemi Meje, because I feel like you can say Eforiro, but then I feel like to really add weight to what I'm trying to describe, Efoyelemi Meje. So you've got like all these like proteins, you've got seafood, you've got all these different vegetables, you've got all these different like peppers and everything inside like this one dish. I feel like because of social media and essentially like, I don't know if it's like the contentification of like the human life and human thought, it's very easy for us to start to lose our perception of like ourself and like who we are. And I think that feeling like you need to have a particular thought pattern contributes to that. And then also, I guess, like the lack of like, in like a larger sense, like the lack of like critical thinking, like amongst people. And doesn't mean that like everybody needs to be like reading like Karl Marx or like all that kind of stuff, but it just means that like being able to think for yourself and being able to understand that, just like I've been saying, is like you yourself are enough to inform like your reactions to certain things, versus feeling like you need to lease out your thinking and your processing to somebody else. Like you'll get to a point where like that person isn't available, and then you're stuck in a conundrum of like, how exactly do I process this? How exactly do I like get through this? So yeah, getting lost in the sauce is something that happens. And I feel like beyond like just like human thought and everything, it kind of also translates into our idea of how life is supposed to work for all of us. And we feel like, you know, because all of us seem to fit into a particular category, everything needs to go the exact same way or an exact particular way for all of us. And that's not how it works. Yeah, I don't think I have a lot to say about that, but I think that getting lost in this, I've like said that phrase a lot of times this year, like more times than I actually would like think is normal. But getting lost in the sauce is a very common thing. And I think that if the most important thing is that anytime you catch yourself drowning, just keep swimming, like swim and make sure you don't float, don't sink, you float or you pull yourself out of the sauce entirely. And then, yeah, like I feel like with not writing, I've been, you know, there's sometimes like when you say, okay, well, you want to like take a break from something, you take a break and then you're now seeing like other people do things within that space that you've taken a break from. And they start to question, like, is this plain? What kind of plain is this? This is plain. You start to like ask yourself like questions like, do I really know what I'm doing like in the first place? And so for me, a lot of that, like that thought translates directly into like my writing, where like, you know how like earlier I was talking about how like when you get rejected from something, for example, and you start to think about how everything you've done in your past wasn't worth it, right? So imagine like taking a break from something, and when you're like trying to process like how, you know, like how trying to process like, okay, you know, like, is this playing? Like, do you actually know what you're doing in this space? You really start to forget. And I think that that's also what happens when you start to drown again in that source of like, oh, it could be two things. You're either drowning and it causes you to feel very like inferior to other people, or you're drowning and it causes you to even lose your sense of self, which I think is even worse than feeling inferior, because at least with inferiority you can kind of still get like pulled up when you kind of like, you know, bounce back. But if you lose your sense of self, it's gonna take a lot to kind of like redeem your perception and appreciation of yourself. But you know, so like last year I wrote a couple of different stories, and I actually really like the stories that I wrote, and being able to see like the kind of stories that I'm developing right now that I actually need to like work on and expand on, it's like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. But then when you take a break from everything, it's almost like, oh my god, everything I wrote last year was just trash and it was horrible, and now look at it, I can't even be consistent. Because how can you be consistent how can you be consistent when what you're doing is not like even good in the first place? And it's just like, oh my word. I just want to sleep. I just want to relax. I've been taking care of please. But it's been very, very, very interesting trying to like navigate all of these thoughts and trying to, I think one thing that has kind of really stuck with me as a sort of like conclusion, I guess, to this little episode, has been the idea of like thinking, or like talking and like not doing anything. So it's very normal. It's very easy to like be like, oh, but I haven't written anything this year. Oh my God, I need to develop all these story ideas. Oh my God, I need to record a podcast episode. Oh my God, I need to do this. Oh my God, I need to gain self-awareness. Oh my God, I need to like process this, like these emotions properly. Oh my God, I need to like learn this new skill. Oh my God, I need to like, you know, be this new person. And it's like, you just keep talking and talking and talking and talking, but you're not doing anything, my nigga. Like, I'm gonna need you to stand up and actually do something, you know? Like, you need to get up and write that on a piece of paper. Say shit on paper and grab it. Say shit on paper right now and grab a pen and write down, like, okay, here's what I've been thinking about. Here's how, like, these thoughts, like, kind of may or may not potentially cause me to like feel paralyzed in terms of like the action that I need to like take. And here's the actions that I can take, and here's how I can compartmentalize them into like different bits so I can give myself like a little bit of like a reward boost for each thing. And so I guess that's kind of like one thing that I've tried to like be better at this, like in this like quarter of the year, after like everything that I've thought of throughout this year, is you can think and you can talk and that's okay. But you need to be able to do, I feel like you can't think yourself into growth. You can't think yourself into healing, I guess, depending on whatever situation it is. You can't think yourself or talk yourself into, awareness, but you can be, your awareness helps you like think, but you need to be able to do so that way you can actually see starkly or like clearly that, oh, this really was like a wrong way to look at things like from before. Versus if you keep talking or thinking, and you're doing the same thing again and again and again, you don't really see it. And so then when somebody tries to like tell you, like, I don't get it. I don't see what you have to say. I don't see your point. I don't get your point. But then when you start to do, you start to kind of see, oh, it'll feel different, even like in your own body. Like you just be like, maybe this is actually why this is wrong, or maybe this is actually why this feels like weird or something. But it's been a very interesting year. It's been a very good year though for self-awareness. But the thing about self-awareness and adulting and like being like a new adult or being like a young adult is it can make you feel like, oh, do I really know what I'm doing right now? And the truth is, for a lot of us, no, we don't know what we're doing. And that's why it's okay to say that I'm not doing anything. Like, if you're not doing anything, you're not doing anything. And it's okay to admit that you don't know, because I think that admitting that you don't know is the beginning of actually knowing. So I think one thing that we need to be able to do also, I think one thing that kind of sticks out from like experiencing these things and thinking and doing, you know, like, so you're experiencing stuff, you're thinking about them, you're doing things, or you're processing how to do things. What it helps you do a lot better is extend empathy to other people. Because when you recognize like where your own inadequacies fall short without paralyzing yourself or denigrating, or is it also, I think is what is denigrating, like denigrating yourself, like essentially like abasing yourself and trying to be like, that's the truth. If Kuku told me, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know which that. No, you're not. That absolutely not. Don't do that. But when you like, you know, experience things, you think through them, you process how to like take proper action, and then you do those actions. When you start to see those changes in yourself, you start to see those changes in how you relate to other people. One of those changes, like in your relationships with other people, and I think something that's very important that we need to be able to keep in our relationships with ourselves as individuals is empathy. Because then when you start to like say, you know, like when you think about how tired you can get and how like relaxed you can be, and it's like, okay, I'm very exhausted right now, that's why I don't want to do this. When, and then meanwhile, somebody will say something, maybe you want somebody to do something for you, and they're just like, oh, I'm tired right now and everything. I feel like a different you would have been like, oh God, like, is every time you're tired, like, you know, that kind of thing. Like there's an element of like patience and empathy that comes out of self-awareness. And it's not necessarily for you to now like be like a mumu and be like collecting like nonsense, but it's more so for you to be able to understand that like everybody's going through life for the first time, and just because you may be better at something than somebody doesn't mean that you need to look at them through the same lens that you look at life like, I don't know what the word is, but like, just because you see things like with a triangle, like you look at life through like a triangle, doesn't mean that everybody else looks at life through a triangle. So when you're empathetic to somebody, you're able to say, ah, hey, yeah. Hey, like you look at life through a square, and so here's how I can empathize with you by giving you like two triangles. Well, I think two triangles, depending, it's like that's a horrible tangent. If you had like two isosceles triangles, that would be a rectangle, but if you had two equilateral triangles, that would be a square. Anyways, geometry and math lesson aside, but yeah, empathy is very important, and I think being patient with people is very important. But that also needs to translate into ourselves, where like when you think about certain things, and when you think about like, you know, the stuff that you decipher through, like, you know, your reflections for self-awareness, it doesn't mean that all of those changes have to be implemented in one day, because I promise you, you will get burnt out and you will get overwhelmed, and then you'll either sink deeper into the soul, because it's like, why do I have to be the one thinking for myself, or why do I have to be the one, you know, doing all of this for myself, like, I don't care, you know. But it's just a matter of like being empathetic to yourself and being kind, I guess, not really empathetic to yourself, but being kind to yourself and being patient with yourself, and being able to also like hold yourself accountable to the point that you know you're actually doing things, and you're not like causing yourself to slack. But sometimes it's okay to slack, and it's okay to like say I'm not doing anything, it's okay to say I'm going to take my fine time, it's okay to say I feel like I'm in a different space than where I was before, you know, anything could have happened. And it's okay for the spaces that you're in to inform how you like react to certain things. What is not okay, I think, is not helping yourself process things properly and not allowing yourself to feel the full spectrum of what needs to be felt in regards to a particular happening. And so, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I hope that this episode... I don't know if it's like resonated, but I hope that you were able to pick out some pointers. And I hope that adulting isn't kicking your butt too hard. And I hope that, I don't know, man, I hope that it gets smoother. I think that's the whole point of it, really. Like, the more clarity you gain and the more that you seek, like, things get a lot more smoother, because you're just like, ah, it's really not that deep. And you just, you know, you move through life like that. But hopefully I get to write something. So just like, I guess, like an action point from like all of this is hopefully I get to write something this weekend. Hopefully I get to record more episodes. But I guess also hopefully I hope to be more kind to myself and more patient with myself, and more appreciative of all the stuff that I've done in the past and how they've set me up to be the person that I am today. So yeah, that is it for today. I hope that you guys have a great, beautiful weekend. I'm not going to be doing anything else, I guess, outside of like trying to write or like reading a book. And yeah, that's it. Sayonara. I hope you guys have a great one. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter if you want to. Really, you could do whatever you want. Feel free. Okay. Bye, guys.